Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Today I'm here to do a video wrap-up of the top 10 soul stories of the week. I've rehearsed it two or three times, comes out the same. My goal with this report, and this is a brand new version of the report, this is not something that you could have gotten a few weeks ago. If you head over to realestatewealthreport.com below, you will get access to the newest report, and this is where the very smartest of sellers across Ontario, right from down here in Burlington, all the way up to here in the Toronto area, and even further east, all the way to Durham, up to York region, up to Peel, just to make sure that you guys understand that there is something very different in the water. It's not the same spring market as it was in the past. Definitely nowhere near the same as it was in spring of 2023. So what you really want to know as a homeowner, your job, and this is the only thing that you should care about, is how does my property compare to one of those properties that was sold, especially the ones that are in the top 10. So if you are near any of the dots on this map, it's very likely that you might be in the same desired area that some of these very well-qualified buyers are looking. And the thing is, it's not even the usual process that you need to know. You need to understand that there are two approaches to be following right now in this market. There's the conventional approach and the unconventional approach. And I have had success with both of those things. So I wanted to make sure that you get the same access to that information. You should not be in a position where you're being told that this is the way to do it or that's the way to do it because one person told you that. You need to make sure, just like with everything else in life, whether it's buying a car, buying a house, going on a vacation, medical advice, always go for the second opinion. Make sure that you do get a good second opinion because of the fact that it's such a big deal that you are possibly in a position where you might be leaving, when it comes to real estate, hundreds of thousands. I've seen people leave millions of dollars on the table because of bad information, bad advice. I come from a place where I'm wearing a white collar now, but I came from a blue collar family in construction, and all of my family was in construction as I was growing up. So that was the world that I grew up in. So not only was I behind the scenes of real estate, literally, like as houses were being built, I was actually on site. I was working on properties, including being a laborer when it was time to build a home for a very famous rock star, or build a home that ended up becoming a favorite of a very famous rock star. And when I tell you the name of this person, once we meet and you hear this story, your mind's gonna be blown, and I can actually show you the data of this house that my father actually built and was actually requested to be shown by this huge rock star, like one of the top rock stars in the world. So my job today is to basically make you that rock star. And wherever you are, whether it's a loft in Oakville, whether it's a semi-detached on the Danforth, or whether it's a condo apartment in downtown Toronto, wherever it is that you are currently living, I want to help you get to that next level. And that could be simply selling your property for its top dollar, getting that money out, and then redistributing that wealth. And by that, I mean, like I just did recently for a client in Etobicoke, is we talked about what were they going to do next about selling their property. They bought it for $1 million. They ended up getting an estimate of about $3 million as far as what they'll be able to sell for. And then it's a matter of what are you going to do with, and they've paid off quite a bit of the house, but the fact is, what are you going to do with that leftover money? And how do we reinvest some of it, of course, in your next property, whether it's to buy or rent? We can discuss that, because it actually might be better for some of you to consider renting versus buying. But my point is, you should know what the numbers are way before you sign anything with anybody. And my goal is to actually show you the system that I use, the full 7-step system that I use, long before you ever sign anything with anyone. And the link to that is actually in the report. It's sort of a bonus video. So you don't have to worry about me coming over or me calling you, because I'm not doing any of that stuff anymore. It's just, I've been doing this now for almost 25 years. And the good news is, because the system is so well put together, it's so easy to understand, that I put it together in a video format. So it's literally me presenting it to you, but without any of the usual stuff. I'm not asking you any difficult questions. We're not going into that. Only if you decide that this is something you want to pursue, that do we take it to the next step, and of course meet up. If you want me to give you an exact number for your home value, I can't give you any of that until we meet. But the good news is, it's become so much easier, and I want you to be one of the 10 sold stories of next week, or the week after, or, you know, next month, whatever it is. But I want to make sure that I give you the information you needed. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope you enjoyed it.